Let us pray. Our great and our glorious God and our Father in heaven, we come before you, Father, thankful for the day that you've given us, for everything that you provided for us in this life, Father. We just thank you so much for all that we have and all that we're able to do. But above all, Father, we just are so thankful for your love, that you would send your only Son to this world, who lived a perfect life and gave that life on the cross as our sacrifice. After him, we could have remission of our sins as we repent of those things, Father. And with that, we can have that hope of eternal life. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would forgive us of those things that we've done in error of your word. Pray that you help us to recognize those things, Father, that we would turn from them, Father, and that we would stay on the straight and narrow path, Father, that leads us to you. Heavenly Father, we're so mindful of those that are that we know of that are sick. We pray that your hand will be upon them. We pray, Father, that if it be your will, that you return them to their much-wanted health. We're mindful, Father, of those that are traveling. We pray that you give them a safe journey. We're especially, Father, mindful of those that serve in our country's military, those that are overseas and away from their families at this time. We're especially mindful, Father, of Noah Gassaway as he's overseas. We pray for his safety while he's there and for a swift and safe return. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the congregation here. We're thankful, Father, for the elders that you've provided for us. We're as well thankful, Father, for Randy, for the work that he does here as the evangelist here in this area. We pray that you would be with them, that you would give them guidance in leading this group of Christians here. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your word that you've preserved for us, that shows us, Father, the way that you would have us to serve you, that you would have us to worship you, Father. We're thankful for the examples of the early church, for the history that you've provided for us, Father, that we can continue to worship you in the way that you instructed them. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'd be the one that will bring us a message this evening. We pray that you'd give him a ready remembrance of those things that he has prepared, and that we will take them, Father, and apply them, apply those truths to our lives. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'd be with us as we go through this time of worship to you, Father. We pray that the songs that we sing are pleasing and acceptable to you, Father, that and the worship that we offer is in accordance with your word, and as we do it in truth and in spirit. And we pray all these things in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Bow with me, please. Our dear, most wonderful Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Great you are. Hail unto you. Lord, we come before you at this time, at the end of this worship service that we have provided unto you, and the end of our Bible study tonight. We are so thankful for the time that you've allowed us to have this evening, that we might join together as brothers and sisters in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're so thankful for the word that you've given us, that we might learn more about you and how we might live to be more perfect like your Son, to be the light shining in the world, that we might shine your light through us, so that more might come to you and become faithful unto you. Lord, we're mindful of those who are unable to be with us this evening, whether that be for physical ailments. We pray for healing unto those, and that they might recover so they can join us again. Lord, we also pray for those who could be dealing with spiritual ailments, different things in their lives that they might think hindering them from joining us. Lord, please be with them, comfort them, and help them to see the way that they need to change, to repent, and to be right with you. Lord, we're thankful for the message that was brought to us this evening. Help us to remember the urgency of our faithfulness that needs to be to you. We pray that be in the forefront of our minds, that we might always be about your work, that we might always remain faithful unto you. Lord, we pray for the repentance. We pray that you might forgive us of our sins, that we might fully repent, that we might turn away from the things that would draw a line between us and you. Please allow us to help us to have that repentance be easy, that we might be able to abstain from the pleasures of this world, that we might understand our true purpose in glorifying you as we are in this earth. Lord, we pray that you be with us as we depart from one another this evening. Please keep us safe as we travel back to our homes. Please be with us as we go back into the world for the rest of this week until we meet at the next appointed time. Lord, we ask all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.